Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Good morning, America. How are you today? We are doing life like it's golden, right,
yes.
Laura Kelly? We're so excited because y'all know what? Today
it
is the day
that
the Lord has made,
and we're going to
rejoice and
be
glad in
it.
And we real glad.
Yes!
Woo.
And we're going to say a prayer before
yes.
we say anything.
Hallelujah.
Father,
hallelujah.
We just thank you this morning, Father.
Mm.
We glorify you. We give
you
thanksgiving.
Lord.
We thank you for this beautiful rainy day. We thank you for cold weather.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for a warm mansion, God.
Woo!
And we thank you for your love. Father, we pray that you prepare the hearts of the people that are watching right now, God. Continue to manifest in their lives. I thank you for using us, and we are willing vessels, Father, to share the good news, Father. And I pray, Father, that every scripture we share, that it will manifest in their hearts and it will come forth, God, for your glory, God. And I pray right now for all the souls that are tuning in around the world, Father. And we thank you, we love you, we honor you. And it's all for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names we pray. Amen.
Amen. In the name of Yeshua. Good morning, Sister Rhonda. Good morning, Brother Vince. What's up, dude? Brother Vince, so that's just going to take us into talking about this amazing conference. Good morning, Pastor Ferry D. Robinson
yes.
of the Most High. So listen, welcome to the Mornings at the Mansion show here in this cold December day. It looks like it's a dim day today, America, but it's really not. It's
yes.
such an amazing day because the Lord has made it.
Yes.
We need the rain. We need the cold so that we can, you know, get the karate out on the mosquitoes because they're coming. They're coming. We got to kill some bugs and stuff. Okay, right, Laura? So Laura was a little bit under the weather a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a lot going on, you know, with the weather changing and people are really, you know,
yeah.
they're not sick. They're just having symptoms.
Yeah. Because I'm healed. I'm healed, Jesus' name.
To them. And then they came over here and I was like, what? I get my karate out. Okay. On the symptoms this morning because I was trying to cough and I woke up sounding like Barry White homegirl this morning. And but here we go. We're right here today,
yes.
ready to do what we're called to do.
Yes.
So we have to wake up every day to say, Lord, you know, take it away.
Yes.
Right,
amen.
Laura?
Amen. Amen. And we are so blessed. But this morning, I also want to bless, thank
Uh-oh.
Summer for
oh,
our gift. We got a gift. Can we say thank you to Summer?
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you for our Starbucks
the
cup.
The Earth cups.
Yes.
Oh,
she gave us a... Starbucks cup.
Aren't they beautiful?
And I'm so grateful and thankful, and I pray that God will bless her back with double portion.
Yeah,
amen.
Summer
for,
is the
for
most
thinking
high.
Of us.
She's so awesome.
Yes.
She's so awesome.
Yes, thank
so,
you, Summer.
She's a quiet storm.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you, girl. We appreciate it.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. Any way we can bling.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. So I'm just excited about... what's happening, right, Laura? What's
yes.
really happening? But what we want to talk about this morning, because we're going to talk about it now. We're going to talk about it whenever Jesus says talk.
Yes.
Okay? But we really want to talk about this conference.
Woo!
Yes! That is going to be so amazing this year. The Bling of
I'm
the
ready.
Earth Kings and Queens Conference. So if you're trying to get crowned up in this season, come on now, in 2020, you better show up at this conference. This is for the men and the women of the
yes.
Most High, right, Laura?
Yes, we're already ready. We're bling, bling, blinging.
Oh, yeah. So this is the flyer here. This is a little, I don't know what happened to it. This is a little, I don't know what's going on here. But this is the front of the flyer, which talks about the date, the time, and these are our amazing speakers for the actual conference. We're excited. So I was listening to Pastor Marcos. Y'all know Pastor Marcos gonna bring it. Y'all better come on.
On Sunday?
He ministered at the House of Glory on Sunday. Him and his beautiful wife Patti, and it's just so awesome.
Wow.
But he's so ready for this conference.
Yeah, he is. He's not playing.
He's not
ashamed, and he's bold about
now.
It for the glory of God.
Come on now. So
That's so
I just
awesome.
Like the way he throw that wave. So we just send our shouts out to Outcast.
Outcast Ministry, which that will be out today. Well, I think I'm staying home today.
Yeah, she needs it.
But they'll be out there. They go no matter what, rain, snow, holiday, no holiday. They go at 6 p.m. and they bring in the word and the clothes and we minister to a lot of people. We see a lot of healing manifestation take place. People sometimes go back home. And, I mean, so many great things
right.
Are happening, and it's all God. We're just willing vessels.
Right.
So today, you want to come serve somewhere, Lancaster, Outcast Ministry with Pastor Bati and Marcos and Amante. And, I mean, they're awesome.
We're excited about it. We're excited about what they do. We just all pillar each other. We really do. It's so amazing. So I just thank God
for them. That's
the
way we do it.
Because they showed up at the House of Glory this Sunday, and, boy, they brought the house down, and then they, you know, seated into the – I mean, just doing life.
And that goes back to prayers being answered as far as being connected to warriors about the kingdom work, you know, that God answered my life with coming here. And meeting my twin sister, God of the Most High God, on fire for Jesus. Also, that He has been connecting us with warriors that are sold out for Jesus, because not only do they do Outcasts, not only do they come and pillar us here, they also go to Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And there's three or four churches that they go to in Reynosa. They sow seeds. I personally have witnessed. And I've been there with them. Clothes, prayer. I mean, they're just about the Father's business. And then they went to Thanksgiving. And then this month, on the 19th, I'm helping Bati do some little bags for kids for Christmas. She's doing like fruits and oranges and just snacks, candy, into the kitchen. Now they're going to Juarez, and they're going to go feed it to other ministers in Juarez. And it's like, I mean, they don't stop, y'all. It's here. It's in Mexico. It's in Canada. Yes, and I just want to thank everybody that's been sowing into my life as far as shoes, clothes, jackets. Sometimes, all the time, I pray that when people sow into my testimony or my life, that God will help me lead it to the needed. And lately, everybody that's been donating their shoes, their clothes, their jackets, Dalis and Jack have been a blessing. They always bring this stuff. We've been sending it to Mexico. Areas where the people are real, like they're rich
they're in
Christ Jesus, but they're in need as far as shoes, clothes, and every time that they take stuff, they're so blessed. And then there's people they sow into Outcast Ministry, into their ministry finances for the gas, because you know they gotta take a van, a trailer, and then they sow into all the pastors.
That's one of the things that I want to point out too, Laura. You know, people kind of like, this is just for the people that kind of on standby to just kind of watch the ministry flow.
Yeah.
One thing about ministry that we really need to understand, it's very expensive and it takes a lot of money to seed in the people and to be available and to make sure that we are the help and make sure we provide.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot because they can't just do it by themselves. They
have to take a trailer. They have to spend on gas. They have to,
And they got to eat, too.
They got
to
eat. And every time they go out to eat. They pay for every pastor and their children and members. Yes. They're such a blessing. I'm so thankful to God that we're connected.
And it's a whole day of just amazing
word.
You get to partake. We have vendors on. They're actually always on the Eventbrite page. So if you want to be a vendor at this amazing conference,
I forgot to say,
there's some new stuff going on. We have 20 stuff in. come and get some of this love here at the mansion on Park Row. This is the original Bling of the Earth for the women. And then we have on the second original.
And it has
we got the hologram on this. Dim day, she don't know, so she gonna come with her light and shine on my dim, and then relight me, rekindle me, right?
Yes.
Like a candle that go out, you gotta light it again, right?
Yes.
Because just because you know you're believers and you're pastors and you're evangelists and all of that, don't mean that you don't have a dim day.
Oh my gosh, that's for real.
Because we all have a dim day, right?
Yes.
But where y'all at when the day is dim? Right, Laura? Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that today.
Yes.
So let us get started on this amazing topic today called Dim Day.
Yes.
So our scripture this morning, America, is Matthew 5, 14 through 16. We're going to break it down. So hope y'all ready. So enjoy.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Siguen manifestando nuestros corazones. And I pray that every one of y'all write down the scriptures, continue to study them. We're students. I'm a student and I'm learning every day. And I just thank God for loving us and allowing us for this opportunity to share the good news. And it says on Matthew 5, 14 to 16, Mateo 5, 14, versículo 14 al 16, la palabra de Dios dice: Vosotros sois la luz del mundo. Una ciudad asentada sobre un monte no se puede esconder, ni se enciende una luz, se pone debajo de un almud, sino sobre el candelero y alumbra a todos los que están en casa. Así alumbre vuestra luz delante de los hombres para que vean vuestras buenas obras y glorifiquen a vuestro Padre en los cielos. Gloria a Dios.
Woo! Gloria a Dios. You know what, America? I'm going to encourage you guys to write these scriptures down. And I'm going to encourage you to start in Matthew 5 and 10. Start in 10. Make sure you read that all the way down. Because there's so much need in that. How the Lord began to talk about blessed are we, and then tell us how we're going to have some persecution. We're going to have some dim days.
Yeah.
And as we're all right, you got to be connected to the right people. People that you can do the day of the day, they just don't have a way to make you ain't nothing, you stupid. Well, you're that dim. And so, you're that light, you're lighting them, right, Lord? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. because I'm going to need some help. Because you know, sometimes it is an adventure, especially when you're going through the hills and the valleys and...
back to Outcast Ministry, you know, Father, thank you so much, and Marco's been working a lot, and they have cut down some of the work to continue the ministry, because it's just been releasing a lot of stuff. One has been bringing me, like, they're going to Mexico, right, and 500. Different churches.
We really don't. Now, we know it's promised until Jesus comes, but we do not know what it holds. So, you know, while we're still able and in our right mind, let us bless the body of Christ, you know, because there are so many people that are so unfortunate. And over here in America, we just ridiculous. Because we have everything, even the poor.
Thank you.
in the pits of hell, sucked in.
Yeah.
I want him to say, well done. You did a faithful service. Great man. And that's just the truth, but we have to be a present help, right, Laura?
Yeah.
Ask the Lord every day, Lord, how can I bless somebody?
Yes.
Am I right, Laura?
Yes.
And it ain't nothing. We're just stewards. We're here just saying, how can I? Come on now. That's got some good soil. Don't be thinking you're going to get a harvest and you ain't putting nothing in the soil. You. Then you're going to be like, Pastor Marlo, I want to slap somebody in the back of the neck. I'm telling you. Come on there, Pastor. It's true, right?
I'm still under construction.
Yeah, we.
On Saturday, we went to, I want to talk about Pastor Bobby. We went to Pure and Undefiled Prison Ministry.
And I think a lot of people know how to get free, but they don't know how to stay free. And that's the thing. And then you can't be one day want the truth and the next day not want. We got to stay in that vein of really. And that's why rebukes are good, especially from God, because that's love. That's his way. I mean, I promise y'all, America, 15 times a day, I get rebuked. Yes, and I'll be knowing it's God because I'm hanging out with him. I know his voice. And then I feel the love. It's so compelling, like the little bubbles on your phone, Lord.
I don't know how that happened.
Can y'all let us know if y'all see the bubbles on the phone? Because yesterday, the men had the bling.
It was not doing it until we started. It started doing it.
It's just trying to be a spirit of distraction. So we rebuke your telephone. We rebuke all of that. Because the people don't be looking at the dots. Listen to the words. Okay? It's crazy.
Or maybe we're just bling-blinging.
But girl, let me say something. The enemy will get in however he can. He don't care if he got to show some dots on your phone or a hologram on Pastor Bobby's phone. Because the people's like, why that's doing that? Just listen to the words.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just listen to the words.
Because we are the light of the world. And we are the salt of the earth. So that's what I love when the men were talking about. Shifting the atmosphere.
Was awesome yesterday. Yes.
Because that's what we have the power and the authority to do that. But what we do as believers, we be like, well, I'm going to leave that to Pastor Marlon because she out the box. I'm going to let her do that. What you do? Okay? I'm just saying. But here's the deal. When I realized what I was really created to do, I got busy doing it. I don't care what people say because they're going to talk about you anyway. It don't even matter. Hello. So they might as well talk about you doing the goodness of God. You know, she does too much. She scared me. I had my sister telling me today, I'm your sister. You got me. You just too much. Okay. But it's all right. Right, yeah. Lord? And you don't take it personal. You just
don't
keep flowing and being
yeah.
who God called you
yes.
to be.
Yes.
Because my assignment is to reach one today. Yes. If we can blow a new wind in your spirit and you, one of them things that make you go, I need to get myself together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's okay. Then call us if you need some prayer. And some help, and that's, listen, as a pastor, you go to sleep, but when the phone rings, you got to wake up, and you got to help those people.
Yeah.
You know, some people just want to be a pastor to say they got a pastor on them, but I tell my congregation, I'm just plain old Marlo, because I am, and your pastor ain't perfect, hello, but the perfect one, I hang out with him, but in him, I'm perfected.
Yes, every day.
And he get in my face and say, don't you say that,
yes.
Don't you do that. Marlo, he don't even call me pastor. Okay? It's the truth. So, you know, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, I'm trying to go over there where they at. I'm going to go hang out with Laura Kelly. Because she is out the box. Right, Laura?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I always think about Mama Dali's testimony when she got converted. The lady that touched her,
said
there was something about her, right?
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, well, what she has, you know, and it was something about her that drew you, right? Well, it was the Spirit of God, but that's not who you know. And that's what people are going to see, you know? Yeah.
And that's why we have to do that. We have to get busy being a container of the Lord, you know, and let that light shine so that people may see it, because it ain't about you. It's about you. Okay. Can we not be so churchy? Because I was like, shared yesterday. Thanks for sharing this video too. Okay, so when I found out I was conscious, but here's the deal. I need some help. That's what I said. Because, you know, all I know for you was Jesus. And that's kingdom verbiage. And I mean, you know, I was hanging out with the king, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm really not church, but I am the church. Because we are the church, America.
The church.
It ain't the building. So when I found out that I was like, this is a panic to be a church, I had to really consider that because people care about you. You just talk about the truth. They're going to tell you the truth. So, because it's more to you, Marlo, than church.
Yes.
Right, Lord?
Amen.
So I was like, okay, put the moves on, okay. Yeah. Let's see what's up, okay? That's flavor, America. I'm trying to help somebody. We can shift the atmosphere. But that's just keeping it real.
Sometimes I put a baby face.
Yeah, come on, man.
I think about you
come
day and
now.
Night.
And, I'm so,
and then I'm saying, that's God.
Listen,
I think about you day and night.
I have to tell y'all this. I'm so into legal James right now. I don't know what to say, America, but it's just beautiful,
yeah,
right, to
yeah.
be who you were created
yeah.
to be, right? So when you have people, because see, that's the problem in the church. Can I help somebody? The pastor is way up here, and the people can't reach you. Come on now. But you know, when you got some little swag, let your swag flow. Let your swag flow. So that the young people can say, my pastor is the bomb. And I want to hang out with my pastor. You know what I'm saying? Be reachable. Come on. Can I get an amen? Can I get a witness? Woo! Don't let us play the song by the singing, okay?
And Kathy Griffin said, your message is right on this morning. Soul. Your seed to be a blessing to someone else.
That's right.
She says right on.
That's a blessing. And you know what, America? Let's talk about your cat talking about the woman. A seed is not always money. Can I help somebody? Okay, so if you got this amazing chance of love that's in you, you just want to throw love on somebody. Because see, your harvest will come back in love. It'll be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm telling you, if your seed is peace, your harvest is going to be peace. If it's joy, it don't always have to be money. Now, money do help. Praise the Lord. But like Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom. That's the attribute and the heart of God. And everything else will be added. And don't you know your money coming too?
Yeah.
It's all going to come together.
Yes.
Everything else will be added. You ain't got to run after it. The men were saying this yesterday. Don't chase money. Let it chase you.
Yes.
Yeah, people be coming in like the men in black with flip toys on. Drop it like a drop. Okay? Bless you, right? It's the truth. Because if it happened to me, I mean, every day, I done got a gift every day. I promise you, America.
You got three today.
It's so amazing. But, you know, you can't decree and declare that every day your birthday and not get no gift. And then I be expecting, what is my gift today, Jesus? Okay? And it cometh. And I'm so excited, this okay, because that's the King James Version. I'm back. I'm out of that. I'm not trying to be too churchy, but I am the church. We the church, America.
Yes.
And we got to be the light.
Yes.
So when the days are dim, because the dim days do come.
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you plugging in and saying, hey, let me let my light shine so that you can see, right? That's what the word says. To glorify the Father, which is in heaven. But we the ones want the glory. That's a big fat crunch, you know. Yeah, because that'll get you in a whole lot of trouble trying to be glorified as man or woman. Come on now. I hope that y'all really receiving this word because this Holy Ghost here.
Yeah.
Ain't none of this on the nose. Okay? It's just the Lord trying to help somebody. What you say?
I say, look at your bill.
But anyway, I'm back. Yes! Okay. Oh, somebody help me. Okay. Wow, my heart started racing. I don't need water.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
I don't know what you want to drink. Okay. Wow. What's up, Mary? How you doing this morning? To God be the glory, right?
Yes.
So we want to send our shouts out right now to the house of glory.
Yes.
We thank God for this amazing ministry that God has compelled us to really be the forerunners in this time of cultivating atmospheres of intimacy. And that's really all it is. Because people are really struggling. They don't know how to talk to God. They don't know how to hear from God. So we got to get into faith and just really stand tall and right, Laura?
Yes.
And really help people birth into this new place, especially in this new year, 2020. It's ours for the taking as the believers in the body of Christ. Right, Laura?
Yeah. And you know, and the man yesterday when they were sharing about, you know, sharing the good news and just glorifying the Father, you know, and, you know, I know a lot of times, because in the past I used to have fear what to say or not to say, but you'd be surprised if we're the light to darkness, and it's just, you don't have to come at people and say like three scriptures, five scriptures, no, you know.
Yeah,
it's just like. And they don't want to help me because they were paying her school and they were helping her, but they're so mad at her because she's serving Jesus now. She's in love with Jesus. She got touched by the Father. And so I had to encourage her, you know, as far as, hey, my mama didn't talk to me for 3 months because we were Catholic, you know.
Everything you went through.
Yeah, I went through, and I shared what I went through, and that encouraged her. She started crying. I hugged her, and every time I would go, I would look for her. She's not there no more. They say that she ended up leaving. But I know God did something.
Mm-hmm.
Either the sea was water or something.
Right.
God did something. But all I said was, you're beautiful, God. Jesus loves you. So that's all you got to say. And then share your testimony, right?
Yeah.
And that's how it starts. You know, just a simple, how you doing, or even a hug or something.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying.
That's the seed, right there. That's the seed.
Yes.
So that's beautiful, Laura.
Yes.
And you know what? That's why we try to encourage people. Everything, because, you know, that's why we're talking about them days. Because there's some people going through some stuff.
Yeah.
So just be mindful that everything that you're going through, and it sounds like it's like really, but it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about how you're going to come out on the other side and who you're going to be able to empower, encourage, and inspire through the things that you've been through.
Yeah,
and I tell people all the time, you know, I went through some stuff, and I think, girl, I went through some stuff. I had
all
some war. I didn't even know how to come out the warfare. I was a soldier in the army, and I was cutting, and, you know, for real. And then I had to debunk from that because I didn't know how until the Lord stepped in my face. I remember when Henry came. He said, you going through some stuff, and you just really,
and
really hurt.
Know nothing but the Holy Spirit needs.
And I was like, for real? So, you know when you're in the face of God.
Yeah.
And if he can make the donkey talk, hello, he's going to use Henry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when the man of God stepped to me like that, and I just want to be transparent because I'm not, you know, I'm telling you, I didn't even know I was going through all this stuff, but you know, what I did though to really cover myself, I went up into the heavens and I hung out there with the Father because he was like, and I was like, Lord, I don't know how to do this. You're going to have to show me how to do this and walk this out. And he said, come on up here with me and I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
And I stayed up there. So that's why sometimes when I come down, I'll be like, what's going on, y'all? We doing what? Where we going? Okay, because I'll be going.
Yeah.
So I'm down here a little bit more now because the Lord is releasing me
to
greater things in the kingdom while here on earth. So, but the man of God had to do a drive-by and come by here and read my mail. Okay?
That's
and
so
then
beautiful.
When he did that, he really helped me. And so I just, you know how they say, just relax in it. What is that military term, Papa Jack? When you were in a stance, and then Eddie, hello, that's it right there. So I went
comfort.
Into the Eddie.
It brings comfort.
Yeah,
right.
And then the Lord began to talk to me about some things, and he's manifesting them right now. And I'm like, super fantastic, bubble plastic. I'm like doing the Holy Ghost magic. Woo! Yes,
that's right.
It's true.
It's true.
But here's the deal, though. When God get in your face and tell you about you, you better. Who does that? Who gets in denial? Oh, now I'm good. Don't worry about it. I'm good, Lord. No, you're not good because he's trying to help you. And he'll send some people to help you.
Yeah.
But you got to know that you know that you know. But the only way to know is hang out the one that do know. And you're going to recognize, right, Lord?
That's right.
Because the Spirit tries the Spirit by the Spirit. So you're going to know that.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you guys today to know that. Be a blessing today,
yes.
Right, Laura?
Yes.
And even as somebody that you may be sitting next to, that their day is really dim. And you ask God, how can I be a blessing to uphold them? We say we believers, we say we Christians, Christ followers, and then we over here just, well, I'm not going to do that. I sure hate that to you, because God is so good to you. He really is.
Yeah.
And he really just trying to see what we're going to do.
Because right.
If you don't allow him to use you, he's going to use somebody.
Yes, and you're going to miss out on
yes.
the blessing.
And you're going to miss out on the blessing,
yes.
the double portion, because God is in the blessing business.
Yes.
He really is, and he wants yes. to bless us. We're his children, right?
Yes, yes.
It's so amazing, and he yes. has so much in store for us. That's why he sent his son to
yes.
die
yes.
on the cross for you and for me.
Yeah, I'm learning from Pastor Fati doing the Spanish show with her. You know, she always says, you know, Laura, I don't know if you knew, but I'm God's favorite. And she always say, la favorita. And she got me saying, every time I call her, hey, Fati, Pastor Fati, this is Laura, la favorita, the favorite. She goes, that's right. And she said, we all are.
We
but
are.
But she encourages me a lot because she always says she's God's favorite.
Isn't
so we
beautiful.
Are God's favorite, you know?
Isn't that beautiful?
And there's nothing that he doesn't want to withhold from us, but he's just searching your
yeah,
heart.
He just wants
know?
To do what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because if we're not doing the little stuff, you think you're going to get some big stuff? Come on now. Because,
yeah.
see, it's a trust
it's
factor.
Heart, yeah.
Faith is trust.
Yeah.
It's us trusting God, and it's him trusting us.
Yeah.
And if he can't trust us with the people that's over there in the corner that's hurting silently, because you're going to discern that in your spirit. If you connected with God like that, he's going to tell you about them people. And then what we do is we wake up and say, let me hurry up and get on over here so I can be a blessing, right, Lord?
Yeah. And what I'm learning, too, is, like, we all have different assignments, and God uses us in different ways, and we shouldn't compare each other, you know?
Right.
And one thing that, you know, when Pastor Patti had asked me to do the Spanish show with her, I told her, I said, I'm probably not going to be able to break it down like the way you do it, because
she's great.
She's awesome, mm-hmm. and I'm learning, though. And I said, but I can read the scriptures with you, and there's some words I might not be able to read, but can you help me? And is that going to be okay with you? Okay? Because, you know, sometimes I have people that mock me, you know, but it's okay. It's not them, it's a script thing.
Right.
And she says, Laura, I just need help. You just sit there next to me. And yes, read the scriptures and I will help you and you're going to learn, but I just need you next to me.
Right.
And I said, I could do that. I could do that. and but she's awesome, you know, I'm learning so much from her. So I just thank God. For allowing us to be students and
yeah.
for allowing us to
every
be
day.
Connected with men and women of God that love him and that are soul winners.
Soul winners.
Yes.
Soul winners.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
it's all about. And that's one of the things I learned from you, Laura, because, you know, even though we was already at the box before
yeah.
we collided in our spirits, but that just made us dutiful when
yeah.
we came together.
Yeah.
Powerfully unstoppable. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But, you
yeah.
know, because I learned
just
from
so
you, like you always say you learned from me.
Yeah.
I'm learning from you, too. So
yes.
we have to know that because it's the team that makes the dream, America.
Yeah, it's the team.
And don't be trying to be solo out there because you're going to get burnt out. And then you ain't going to want to do nothing, have no zeal for Christ.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be saying, I got to rest. And we do need to rest because that's
yeah.
wisdom.
Yeah.
But even like a brother Ed texted me the other day because he had called and I texted him. He goes, I already know you working while you sleep. That's what Brother Ed told me. I was like, it's not right. Okay, but he knew know that about himself. Okay,
yeah.
But I still be resting. It's just a lot of times I'm just listening to the Lord because I'm hanging out with him. I can tell when he laying next to me, walking with me. It was so amazing. I was coming from the condo the other day, and I was walking across the field. I heard him come up right next to me, and he was walking with me, and he was beginning to start talking to me. And I just thank God for those type of transitions
yes.
spiritually.
Yes.
But you don't know that if you're not hanging out with him.
Yes.
You're not
yes.
going to know when he's coming. You're not going to
you,
know when he's talking.
You'll know. Yes.
Yes.
You'll know.
And,
yeah.
and it's the most undescribable,
yes.
unspeakable
it's,
experience.
Ah, it's yeah. like, ah.
It's so.
Yes.
What?
It's like, what?
I'm telling you. And you know what, America? Unapologetically, I hope y'all hear me real good. I have learned to stop apologizing for being chosen to be supernatural.
Amen.
Because I have been chosen to be that. I will go into wherever he tell me to go. And like the men were teaching, and shift the atmosphere and walk out with everything that God said that I can have. And I don't be having nothing in the natural. God says, but I want you. I want you to carry it in the supernatural, and I'm going to make it manifest in the natural. And then people are going to know that it is me and not you.
That's why when he connected me with you, I knew that you were my twin.
Okay.
I have the same attitude.
Damn. So I just say, God, but see, that's a trust factor. How are you holding it?
Yeah.
How are you holding it even when your day is dim? Are you just saying, I ain't going back out there? I'm not doing that. No, God, in the hell up. Are you saying, if you go with me, Lord, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can handle whatever you want me to handle. I can handle them people because you're going to go before me anyway.
Yeah, and that's part of carrying the cross.
Come on.
That's part of denying self.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. So those are some of the attributes that we teach at the House of Glory.
Yes, and we just want to pillar you and encourage you.
Get up.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It don't just be the pastor that carries the body of the church. It's all of us.
Yes, yes.
So I encourage them, come on, because if y'all ain't finna wear me out, I'm going to tell you right now. So if we're going to do this church, because we the church, let's be that before we get here.
Yeah.
Let's be the House of Glory while we're in the world.
Yes.
And then when we come and assemble ourselves,
yes.
Some people should be following you.
Yes. Amen.
Getting up in the house so they can be where you at and do what you do.
Yes.
Who you do, which is Jesus.
Yes.
Right, Laura?
That's right.
It's so powerful. And I just want to encourage everybody, since we're talking about that, we are the House of Glory. And we are at 2706 right now, but we transitioned 2704. I don't know
which
if y'all
is next door.
I'm looking out the window to see if the fire is on our way. Because I went over there yesterday. See, here's the thing, America. You got to take it by force. Yes. Okay, so why y'all playing Pantego? Because y'all know we got stuff to do, conferences to have, and all this stuff we got going on. Why y'all dragging y'all feet on giving me my papers? Okay, so I went down there yesterday, and guess what, America? I was supposed to go that morning, but the Lord said, go on, run them errands, and I'll get with you later. Y'all got to be able to hear.
Yes.
Because timing in the kingdom is everything.
Yes.
So right about 4:30, I almost saw the people close. The Holy Spirit said, make a U-turn. I was on my way on Park Road back to the man. He said, make that U-turn. Go back over there now. And then he went before me, and the man I need to talk to was greeting me at the front door. I'm like, look at you.
It was a divine appointment.
Hey, you the man that I've come to see. What's up with that? He was like, oh, she came. She'll be there. Okay. So that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
God goes before us.
Yes, he does.
See, we've been about the Father's business.
Yes. Yes.
While we occupy, right, Laura?
Yes.
Until he comes. That's what we have to learn to do. So that's why I've been looking out the window.
Because
I'm looking for the fire marshal so that she can do what I need her to do so we can be about, because we can't be illegal. It's so many times in the kingdom, people want to go around God. You got to wait on it.
Yeah.
You really do, right?
Yeah.
So I could be in there putting on my chairs and crosses and everywhere we do. But I can't do that until I get the right paperwork
because
I don't need no drama.
Yeah.
But then when we get the drama, we want to blame the devil. I can't believe the devil. He don't want me to get nothing. No, you should have waited. You should have waited for your papers so that you could go in there. Right? I hope I'm helping somebody.
Rushing.
Yeah, because it's all about God's timing.
Yes, his timing is perfect.
His
timing is so perfect.
Yeah. So y'all pray for us
as
we are doing what God is calling us to do. And there's so many dynamics that we do other than this radio show.
Yeah.
Right? Some days I'll be producing. Some days I just hit the button and run back over there because I got to be over there.
Doing
a lot of stuff going on. Okay? But what I'm fixing to do is encourage and teach the other radio hosts how to run their own blog like me over here. Okay? Right, y'all, ladies, I'm going to teach him how to do it. Let me tell you who got it down, though, Brother Ron Monroe.
He got it?
He got it down, He's been up in here all by himself doing what God has called him to do, and he do what he needs to do financially, spiritually. Can I help somebody? I ain't got to run him down for my dollars. I ain't got to run none of them down because, see, it's the right mindset.
Yes.
It's hanging out with partners.
Yes.
Okay? Because even in every dimension, whether it's the church, right, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the ministry, whether it's business, get lined up with the right mindset.
Yes.
Because you shouldn't be having to ask people for your money. Who does that?
Yes.
Because it takes a lot of money to do ministry.
Yes.
It takes a lot of money to do this radio show. It takes a lot of money to do these businesses. And it should take a lot of money to do some church.
Yeah.
Okay? So you shouldn't have to be asking people for your stuff. America. Because, see, now that's when you be wanting to get your karate out. Okay? and be like, I help just should have the hell out of them today because, that, no, I'm just saying, that's just real talk. So y'all pray for your pastor over here. Because she be like, yeah, that's why I got to go change my hair sometime and get in another groove. Because
I love it, right, Laura?
I'm just trying to help you. So go get you some curls. As a matter of fact, call the mansion on Park Road, Pastor Marlo. You know, we got our own little hair studio. We can help you out, Amira.
Yes.
In any kind of way. But we just want to encourage you guys. This is the holiday season. Be of good cheer. Right?
And remember, Jesus is the reason
he
for
is.
The season.
So, yeah.
In every holiday.
Yeah. I just thank God for you guys. I just love y'all.
Yes,
so
faithful.
Yes.
And they bring us
and
gifts
yes.
all the time.
It's so awesome. And I'm going to encourage you to ask the Lord to send you some amazing people in your life like that.
Yes.
Because it's
yes.
nothing like it. I mean, it ain't no money in the bank.
Nothing.
It ain't nothing
right.
that
That's
can
right.
separate you
yes.
from the
love
of
God.
And it's the love of the people. And stop
yes.
acting like you don't need nobody.
Yes.
We all need somebody.
Yes.
We really do,
somebody
right, Laura?
Somebody to me.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's for that castle's anointing fall on her like that. When the Holy Ghost show up right there in E. Robinson, you will sing. Hello. You know, she going to have the nerve to tell me. That's right, I'm going to expose her on national radio. Are we going to have a singing pastor? Well, let the Holy Ghost fall. And then fall on her if she gets a singing. That's what I'm talking about right there. It ain't even you at that point. Hello. I'm going to have to get my boo and get recorded. Yeah. And the Holy Ghost anointing. But I'm just trying to help y'all. I love y'all. Okay? And I'm just a lover of people. I really am. And I thank God for choosing me to love his people.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you do it with a grateful heart,
yes.
you know, the Lord begins to open up things that no
yes.
man can shut. I'm
that's
telling
right.
you,
that's
he
right.
will do it for you. But what are you doing until he do? See, that's the question. Are you occupying for real, genuinely, with not nothing in return? See, we got to make sure we're not connected to people with hidden agendas. Because people will connect to you, and you be thinking that's love. Next thing you know, they'd be like, you done ran off my stuff. Where y'all going? Hello.
It was just a hidden agenda.
Who, Papa Jack? Who does that? You be like, what? I was just trying to hook you up, not give you my stuff that I've been over for 7 years contending with the Father, building relationships, and, you know, going through. It's the truth, y'all. I hope y'all really hear what we're saying to you today. But, you know, make sure that when you are, like, really in the Spirit, you will know to be able to who you need to be when people are having those gym days,
yes.
right, Laura?
Yes.
Because we have them.
Yes, we do. That's right.
We
That's
do.
Right.
Let your light so shine.
Let
Crank
light.
It up.
Yes.
Go connect to those people and pillar them and blow a new wind and just be a lover of who they are.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, the world will take you into a perverted place. They will twist your love.
Yes.
They will twist anything that's straight and it's take a turn. That's the spirit of perversion.
Yes.
So I tell
yes.
people all the time, Papa Jack, I'm so in love with who you are. Now, do you think it's my mama Dalis from tripping when I tell him that? No,
yes.
she don't, because
yes.
I love her and in love with who she is.
Yes.
You can tell people you're in love with them without want all of that going on. Right?
That's right. That's right.
It's so true. So get out of yourself and quit worrying about what people think and be you. Be who you're called to be.
Yes.
Some people be, baby, they so scared of that love word, they run the other way. they so scared of it. They are. And they don't get none of the attributes that God got for them because God is love.
Yes.
And if people
the
ain't coming to you.
Commandment of all.
Come on now. If they ain't coming to you with no love, it's opposite. It's opposite. So, you know, it's nothing in between it.
Right, Laura?
Right. It's either love or hate.
Yeah.
And then you don't even know they're hating on you because they're acting like they love on you. And then when they show up, the spirit of hate show up, you'd be like confused.
Like, what happened?
What? Oh, what am I going on? And then I'll be like Arsenio Hall. It's the truth, America. So that's why you got to stay in the spirit so you can discern those things.
Yes.
And know what's not real and don't allow that to connect to you. Because
yes.
that's what we do. We be so thirsty for whatever. Even as believers. And we fall for what we call the okey-doke. And it don't even be real. And then when it manifests, you be getting mad at God.
Yeah.
We do that. We got to get ourselves, get your life together. I love when my daughter tell her kids, they 5 and 6. She be telling them, get your life together. Okay. I love it, Jazz. It's amazing. I'm like, but they just fine. They got to get their life together. Okay. So by the time they 20, their life don't be together. She ain't playing with it. Okay. I love it. So let's just get our life together, America, and understand what God is telling us as a body of believers. And, you know, if y'all ain't going to church, forsake not the assembling. Because we got to come together. That's what makes us dudamous.
Yes.
When we come together, get into church. Yes. If you ain't got a church, come check out the House of Glory. Because we are a church of freedom. Yes. Don't, you ain't going to have people throwing stuff on you when your skirt too short. That's between you and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Okay?
He's just gonna love on you.
Yeah, and the Holy Ghost will deal with you.
He will,
cause he dealt with me.
He did it with me too.
I remember one time I was like, okay, I am an evangelist before I'm anything, and I had this real pretty black dress on. Can I help somebody? And I was pulling on the dress. I was doing service, okay. And the Holy Ghost said, "Don't wear that no more." And I think I gave it away. I didn't give it away. I think I threw it away.
Yeah, I did
so you see what I'm saying? So. People don't have to tell you
trash, like,
when you're not in. Bag. Right. Uh-huh. I mean, the dress is cute and all that, but it wasn't for that. Okay? So I'll be listening to the Holy Spirit. He be trying to help me because I want to be helped. So I never wore that black dress again. And it's okay. Don't get me wrong, America. And let's help somebody. If you're a woman and you're pastoring and you're in the body of Christ, be pretty. Do not be pretty. Okay? Yeah, be pretty. As a matter of fact, let's blow the trumpet. You can even be sexy because you're a woman. But don't be trying to be looking Amish. We're not in the Amish country. Okay? Don't do it because then your husband's going to be looking at the other lady. And then you're going to, I'm just, come on, y'all. No. You hear Papa Jack? Papa Jack, what? That's because Dalise don't dress Amish. Okay?
Hello?
Well, hello.
You're really muffled. I can't hear you. Something changed with the audio. I don't know if you hit the microphone or something.
No, I just
Who's there?
Who's calling?
Oh, I can hear you a little bit better now. I'm the cold open guy for the Not Even a Show. I've been having some trouble with my job recently, hoping this one goes a little bit better. We're actually in the cold open for the Not Even a Show right now. You have some of the craziest audio issues I've ever heard in my life going on right now. I've really never heard anything like it. Can you say welcome to the show? Oh, no, I failed again.